Third Mill resources play vital roles in helping you impact the knowledge, ministry, and life of everyone attending a Third Mill class. But what if your students don't have Third Mill resources to study outside of class? Some students have little or no personal access to our lesson series, lesson guides, and application guides. In some settings, due to limited financial resources, students don't have audio or video devices available to view or listen to Third Mill lessons on their own. And even making copies of our manuscripts and lesson guides can be too costly.
The county where we live has been rated as the poorest county in the nation. And the basic food that they eat is corn and beans. These pastors have to grow and plant and grow corn and beans in order to support their family because the churches are not giving enough to support the pastors. So a typical pastor is that person that has to work every day in the fields harvesting corn, beans, and some vegetables, and then he has to set aside some time to study and to come to study with us too.
Some students live in regions where technology is very limited, and downloading or streaming our resources at home is nearly impossible.
In Ethiopia, around 80% of the population live in rural areas. So we are talking about people who live in rural part of the world. I'm not talking about people in Addis, in the capital city. They might have access to internet or some even Bible schools in the country. But in order to address the ministers, the pastors, church leaders in rural areas, I think there is a strong possibility that we can use the DVD, audio, and the hard copy material.
Sometimes, the threat of persecution keeps students from having Third Mill resources outside of class.
We never keep DVD masters at home. Why? Because the police search Christian homes, and when they find Third Mill DVDs, they confiscate them and punish Christians with a large penalty or fine. That's why we store Third Mill lessons on a hard drive and hide them away.
Of course, it's always better when students have their own access to Third Mill materials so they can use them to prepare for their classes at home. But many simply don't have this opportunity. What strategy should a Third Mill teacher follow in these circumstances? What practical steps can you take to impact the knowledge, ministries, and lives of these students? There are many ways to reach your goals as you teach students who have no access to Third Mill materials outside of class. And we encourage you to do what is best for your situation. However, we recommend the following strategy. Start by making each class session about 90 minutes in length. Then, divide each session into 7 basic steps. An opening time of prayer, a review and introduction, a time for new content, an assessment of student comprehension, application of the material to ministry and life, assignments for the next session, and a closing prayer. Prior to each class, we also recommend that you have your students do some preparation at home. Of course, if your students don't have access to Third Mill materials outside of class, they won't be able to go over the lessons in advance. But, as we'll point out in a moment, it's always wise to give them some simple assignments that they can do before you meet together. Now, let's assume you have 90 minutes for a class session. As in all circumstances, begin with a time of prayer for God's blessing. This will encourage students to seek God's leading as you begin your session. Then, you should set the stage for your session by taking 10 minutes or so for what we may call review and introduction. In your first session, introduce your students to the big ideas of the entire lesson series. In subsequent classes, remind students of these big ideas and summarize some key points they'll have learned in earlier sessions. It's also important during this time to introduce 3 or 4 key points you want your students to learn in this class session. You can often draw these items from the review questions that appear in the lesson guide.
I usually bring up some guiding questions first, often the ones in our lesson guides. I use this method to prepare them for learning from the third mill lessons. The advantage to asking these questions first is that once the student starts watching these lessons and the specifics in them, they can remember what the important questions are, and that strengthens the effects of their learning.
After your review and introduction, you're ready to move to the new lesson content that you've chosen for this session. In most situations, it's good to reserve about 30 minutes to look at new content. All third mill lessons are divided into major sections, and each major section is divided into smaller segments. One or more of these sections or segments can usually be covered in your class in 25 to 30 minutes. You and your students may simply read aloud from the manuscript of the lesson. You may listen to the audio version of the lesson, or you may use a television, computer, or projector to watch the third mill lesson together.
In our church, we have Bible studies and home groups, and third mill materials are very convenient to use in these settings. People watch small parts of the video, then discuss them, and look into scripture passages given in the video. This is how we work with third mill in our home groups.
Once you've presented the new content to your class, take about 15 minutes to check your students' comprehension. Did they get the main ideas of the lesson? Start by taking them back to the key points you brought up earlier in your introduction to the lesson. Work with them to find out what you need to explain further. If there are other issues that come up, you can address them during this time as well. After checking your students' comprehension of the new content, it's very important to turn immediately toward applying this content to ministry and life. Take about 25 minutes or so for this part. Work hard to limit yourself to no more than 2 or 3 significant practical issues so you'll have enough time to deal with each issue in depth.
Just watching a video, learning the content, it's not sufficient. And that's where it's important for our learning community leaders to really focus on helping their groups apply and really reaching a balance and spending their time wisely when they all meet together.
Third mill application guides are especially helpful for this portion of your class. Application guides offer multiple case studies, reflection questions, and action assignments, and you should choose the ones that will work best for your group. You may need to contextualize some of the choices to suit your circumstances, but the guides will help you find ways to make the content of the lesson immediately relevant for your students' ministries and lives. As part of application, consider telling students how the content of the lesson has impacted your own ministry and life. Or you may want to point to examples of how it has impacted other people you know. And it's always good to ask questions that help students reflect on their own lives. Now, before you dismiss your class, use the last few minutes to give your students some simple assignments to complete before they return for their next session. Remember that they have no access to third mill materials at home, so you might have them write down some questions from the lesson guide to answer before the next class. You may also want to give them a specific action assignment to carry out from the application guide. Finally, close the session in prayer. If you have time for another session with your students, take a break and then repeat the entire process. Teachers face many challenges when their students can't study third mill resources outside of class. But if you follow a simple strategy like this, you'll still be able to impact their knowledge, their ministries, and their personal lives in significant ways.